I would anticipate, you know, some serious changes to start taking place into the market, perhaps prices lowering, but definitely this wave of foreclosures that's being reported now. This is not something that I'm speculating. It's being reported now that foreclosures are increasing for all of these people with new mortgages with high debt-to-income ratios. That is going to water down this hot market and really start to reduce prices once we see a lot of listings pop up.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network. Now, more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Kerry Lutz. Well, here we are. It's nearly Thanksgiving. The economy, certainly you can't deny, is weak. But real estate is another story. And with us now is expert, real estate expert, Andrew Ragusa from my home state, former home state of New York. Andrew, so we were talking, just because the economy is tanking doesn't mean that real estate is tanking with it, does it?
No, you know, actually, it's kind of the opposite when you think about it. As the value of the dollar goes down, real estate has to get more expensive. So people are still selling their houses pretty high. Rentals are still really high. People are paying a lot. So even a cash flow on some of these rental properties is producing more income than it normally would be at the moment.
Interesting. And then what of the supply? You know, in Florida, it's very tight. Is the supply still tight in New York?
It's still very tight. If you look at a map, a chart, and you look at historically, our supply is down. It's the most down it's ever been. But within the last, 30 days or so, maybe about 6 weeks, inventory has started to increase. So we're seeing a small raise. And that's kind of odd because the holiday season's right about to approach. But I think people are starting to think to themselves, oh boy, I may be at the tip of this market where there's definitely going to be a turning point sometime soon. And people are starting to list despite it's the holiday season.
So they're listing in spite of the down period of the year, which is interesting because in the Northeast, the seasons always goes from, late February, early March through to the summer. So maybe they're getting a little jump on it. Here in Florida, it's a little different because the season goes more from the vacation season, which is right about now, through April, maybe to Mother's Day. So you do have seasonal variations here. I've read a lot about all of these cheapy mortgages that people just don't want to let their houses go because, you know, even if you're going to downsize, unless you're going to buy for cash, you take a mortgage out for half the amount that the one you have now is, you're paying the same amount for half the house, right?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting statistic. I actually just read recently, it was reported by the NAR, National Association of Realtors, that as of last month, 33% of all real estate transactions that took place were cash transactions. And historically, that number would be about 10%. So it's been a humongous increase in the number of cash transactions. And just speaking from experience of speaking with customers on a regular basis, that is the number one concern of people who own homes with mortgages right now is that, hey, my monthly payment is really nice. I got a 3% rate. I got a 2.75% rate. Hey, even if your rate's still in the fours, you know, you're looking at monthly payments when your rate is now going to be 7 and 8%. Your monthly payments may be double what you're paying in some
states. Crazy.
Right? So it's, I don't know how people are going to come up with that money sometimes.
Look, you might be getting half the house, but you're probably not going to be paying half the taxes, half the HOA fees if you have an HOA, right? So you wind up, you get less than half the house and you pay like 2/3 as much, right?
Right. You know, just so you get an understanding, right now, with an interest rate about 7.25, 7.25, you know, a house that's about $550,000, $600,000, which on Long Island and Queens and New York, that is not a hard number to hit. Every house is expensive. So a house that's about $500,000-$600,000 with property taxes that are about $12,000 a year, you're looking at a monthly payment of about $4,500 to $4,800 with 20% down, assuming you're not paying private mortgage insurance. So we're almost $5,000 a month to just pay your mortgage. which is tremendous increase, because only in 2018 and 19, the average mortgage payment was looking like $2,500, $2,200. So we are much higher than what we would normally be. And just another side note, even the property taxes have gone up significantly. For example, New York City has almost three times, it's almost tripled what it was prior to COVID. I see people in New York City with property taxes now, 12, 13, 14,000 for New York City. I mean, you could have been on Long Island, and you know, New York City taxes used to be 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 on average. People are paying way more all around.
That's funny, because I lived in Westchester County, New York, where we had the privilege of paying the highest property taxes in the country.
Yeah, yes, you do. Congratulations.
So when people are looking to sell, often it's because they're moving out of the area to lower cost states like Florida, although Florida's not that lower cost anymore, but the Carolinas, Georgia, maybe they're going to Alabama for whatever reason, maybe they're going to Texas, right?
Yeah, most of the people are relocating south of here. And I will tell you that the majority of the people who I sell their properties, the two situations are either they're moving in with family and sharing a space somewhere and they're going to contribute to that cost, or they are relocating to another state. So it actually, if you take the grand picture and just look at the way real estate used to move, people would move for more than just those two reasons. They would be, you know, we want to save money. We would downsize, you know, we're empty nesters. Kids went away to college, you know, or maybe we want a bigger place just because we're, you know, family's growing. Those are not the top reasons anymore. And now it seems like the top reasons are cost reduction, right? Moving in with another person to save money, or moving out of state to save money. So those are the two biggest driving factors for motivation of sellers running as of now.
But we do have a housing shortage. There's no question about that, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's still, even though I said inventory is increasing, it's still way lower than where it would be normally.
Mm-hmm. So looking ahead with this trend, you're seeing inventory creeping up, but it hasn't by any means exploded. What do you think it's going to look like at the end of the year, next year?
Well, look, I mean, again, all speculation here, but in my opinion, I think everything that goes up has to come down. And at some point, I would not be surprised to see the market actually tank, especially if they do another interest rate increase. It's absolutely going to hurt, because as soon as those announcements are made, like when Fed's announced that, oh, the mortgage rates are going up or whatever rates are going up, because they don't exactly say mortgage rates. They say the rates are going up. Right?
Rates, yeah. But that's what we think of first thing, right?
Right. Yeah. But it's not, that's not the case. And a lot of people don't know that. But automatically the lenders start raising. And now when they look at these numbers, and when we hit that 8% mark, real estate actually came to a standstill here on Long Island for a little bit. And there was a good, I want to say 8 week period where everyone that I was working with was like, huh, you know what? Maybe we just wait till spring, see what happens. Everyone starts getting their doubts as soon as they hear that message. So I know if there's a 9%, right? If we go up again, then at some point, people are going to say, hey, I can't pay $6,000 a month to live in this house. That's like, you know, people are already stretched. In fact, there was another statistic that came out recently, and it's showing that the majority of foreclosures that are coming out now that are being filed are from people who bought houses from 2020 until now, and their interest rates are on the higher side, because they're actually borrowing at higher debt-to-income ratios than traditionally what people would normally borrow at, since the interest rate is so high. So My prediction for next year is basically it's not looking good as far as the real estate market is concerned. What goes up has to go down. If there's another rate increase, I would anticipate, you know, some serious changes to start taking place into the market, perhaps prices lowering, but definitely this wave of foreclosures that's being reported now. This is not something that I'm speculating. It's being reported now that foreclosures are increasing for all of these people with new mortgages with high debt-to-income ratios. That is going to water down this hot market and really start to reduce prices once we see a lot of listings pop up.
All right. Well, that's inspiring. But look, even though the foreclosure rate has bumped up a bit recently, it's still well below historic norms, especially this far along in the cycle, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I definitely don't want to cause fear and panic here, but it was just interesting to note that the majority of the foreclosures that are taking place were all the newer loans. So the majority were the newer loans where they had rates that are like 6%, 7%, and 8%. So if that continues, that's going to cause some effects for us for sure.
All right. Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Hey, Andrew, we want to get in touch with you, connect with you on the web. How do we find you?
Yeah, I mean, you could just find me on Instagram. It's just my name, Andrew Ragusa. Find me on Facebook, Andrew Ragusa as well, to see my big shiny smile on all my profiles. And you could also just Google my name and you'll find my business contact information there, as well as website, just Andrew Ragusa, licensed real estate broker on Google.
All right. Links in the show notes. This interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. You got a question for Andrew, myself, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Hey, while you're at the site, you'll find Andrew's link, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Take that chance to sign up for your free newsletter. Got one coming out shortly. It's been a couple of weeks. We'll try to keep up with it. Andrew, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, man, I love being here. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.